It's about a serial killer named Jack the Ripper. Jack the Ripper was an identified serial killer and active in around in impoverished Whitechapel district of London in England, autumn of 1888. In both criminal cases files and journalistic accounts, the killer was called the Whitechapel Murderer. Attacks to Jack the Ripper typically involved female prostitution who lived and worked in the slums of East End of London. Their throats were cut prior to abdominal mutilation. The removal of internal organs from at least three of the victims led to the speculations that the killer had some anatomic or surgical knowledge. Rumors that the murders were connected to manifested in September and October in 1888. Numerous letters were received by media outlets in Scotland Yard from individuals purporting to be the murderer. The name Jack the Ripper originated in the Dear Boss letter written by an individual claiming to be the murderer, which was disassembled in the press. The letter widely believed that he has been a hoax and may have been written by a journalist to hide interest in the story and increase their newspaper circulation. From Hell letter received by George Lusk to the Whitechapel Vengeance Committee came from a half of the preserved human kidney purportedly taken from one of the victims. The public came increasingly to believe that the existence of the single serial killer known as Jack the Ripper, mainly because of the both extraordinary, brutal nature of the murders and the media coverage of the crime. Extensive newspaper coverage, widespread and ending international, and on Ripper, the legend solicited a police investigation into a series of 11 brutal murders committed in Whitechapel between 1888 and 1891, was unable to connect with all the killers conclusively to the murder of 1888. Five victims, all known for five and their murders between August 31st of August and the 9th of November in 1888, are often considered the most likable to be linked. The murders were never solved, and the legends surrounding these crimes became a combination of historical research, folklore, and capturing public imagination to the present day.